Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Shkalim Daf Yud Beis, the fourth parak Hatruma. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Hamakdish Nechosav. If one is makdish his possessions without specifying whether for the mizbeach or for the bedek habayis, and among the more animals suitable for the mizbeach, Rabbi Yazir says the male should be sold for the needs of ola offerings, and the female should be sold for the needs of shlamim, and their proceeds should go together with the rest of his possessions for the upkeep of the base of Migdash. Rabbi Yezer holds tam hektish kabeta kabais, that when someone is makdish without stating his intentions, the consecration is assumed to be for temple upkeep. Rabbi Yeshua says the males themselves should be offered as olos, and the females should be sold for the needs of shlumming offerings, and with their proceeds, one should bring olos, and the rest of the possessions should fall to Bedek Habayis. The Tikkun Chatan explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that stam hektish of an animal fit for the Mizbeach is assumed to be for the Mizbeach. Therefore, if the animals are male, they should be brought as olos. He also holds that the person's intent was to offer them in their entirety as olos. Therefore, female animals, which cannot be brought as olos, are sold, and their proceeds are used to purchase olos. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that the basis for Rabbi Eliezer's ruling, that even animals consecrated stum without specification have their proceeds go for Bedek Habayis, comes in the Parsha of Redemptions. The Pasuk states, V'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem. And if a man consecrates his house to be holy to Hashem, the Kohen shall evaluate it. Beiso, his house, cannot be referring to a dwelling place, because a dwelling place is written in the next Pasuk, V'imakdish yigal es beiso, if the consecrator will redeem his house. Rather, we're dealing in this Pasuk with one who is makdish's property, meaning his possessions. The Pasuk then states, kodesh l'Hashem, holy to Hashem. From here we derive that unspecified consecrations are for the upkeep of the temple. And point number three, Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rishon Lakish, the reason that Yeshua rules that non-specific consecration of animals fit for the Mizbeach endows them with the Kedusha of Olos. The Pasuk states, Dabre al Aaron vel Bana vel Kol Bnei Yisrael, v'amart alehem ish ish mi Beis Yisrael, asher yakriv Hashem ola. Speak to Aaron and his sons and to all Bnei Yisrael and say to them, any man of the house of Yisrael who will bring his offering to Hashem as an ola. This teaches us that hakol karev ola, all animals which are a type that can be offered upon the Mizbeach are brought as olos unless otherwise specified. The next pasuk states, gerson dechem tamim zachar, to be favorable to you, it must be an unblemished male. Now one might think that this applies only to males. The pasuk therefore states, babakar, from the cattle, in order to include females. The Tikkun Chatan explains that both male and female animals are called cattle. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamakdish Nechosav, if one is Makdish his possessions without specifying whether they're for the Mizbeach or for the Bedek Habayis, and among them were animals suitable for the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yezer says, the male should be sold for the needs of all offerings, and the female should be sold for the needs of Shlamim, and their proceeds should go together with the rest of his possessions for the upkeep of the base of Migdash. Rabbi Yezer holds, Stam Hektish Chobetek Habayis, that when someone is Makdish without stating his intentions, the consecration is assumed to be for temple upkeep. Rabbi Yeshua says the males themselves should be offered as olos, and the females should be sold for the needs of shlamim offerings, and with their proceeds one should bring olos, and the rest of the possessions should fall to Bedek Habayis. The Tikkun Chatan explains Rabbi Yeshua holds that stam hektish of an animal fit for the Mizbeach is assumed to be for the Mizbeach. Therefore, if the animals are male, they should be brought as olos. He also holds that the person's intent was to offer them in their entirety as olos. Therefore, female animals, which cannot be brought as olos, are sold, and their proceeds are used to purchase olos. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that the basis for Rabbi Eliezer's ruling, that even animals consecrated stum without specification have their proceeds go for Bedek Habayis, comes from the Parsha of Redemption. The Pasuk states, V'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem. And if a man consecrates his house to be holy to Hashem, the Kohen shall evaluate. Now, beiso, his house, cannot be referring to a dwelling place, because a dwelling place is written in the next Pasuk. V'makdish yigal es beiso, if the consecrator will redeem his house. Rather, we're dealing in this Pasuk with one who is Makdish's property, meaning his possessions. The Pasuk then states, Kodesh Hashem, holy to Hashem, Mikan, Shestam Hekdeshos, Lebedek Habayis. From here we derive that unspecified consecrations are for the upkeep of the temple. And point number three, Rabbi Zera said in the name of Rabbi Yishon Lakish, the reason that Rabbi Yeshua rules that non-specific consecration of animals fit for the Mizbeach endows them with the Kedusha of Olos. The Pasuk says, Dabre al Aron vel Bana vel Kol Bnei Yisrael, b'mart alehem ish ish, Mibes Yisrael, asher yakriv Hashem ola. Speak to Aaron and his sons and to all Bnei Yisrael and say to them, any man of the house of Yisrael who will bring his offering to Hashem as an ola. This teaches us that hakol karav ola, all animals which are a type that can be offered upon the Mizbeach are brought as olos unless otherwise specified. The next pasuk states, "Lorzal nechem tamim zachar," to be favorable to you, it must be an unblemished male. Now, one might think that this applies only to males. The pasuk therefore states, "Babakar," from that cattle, in order to include females. The Tikkun Chatan explains that both male and female animals are called cattle. All right, so now we go to a Simfer Daf Yud Beis, and our standard simon is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The 12 brothers who were maknish their possessions, including their male and female animals, without a specific intent, were disheartened when they saw the animals sold to others as offerings with the proceeds going to Bedek Abayis, when they thought they were endowed with the Kedusha of Olos. Once again, in slow motion. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who were maktish their possessions, including their male and female animals, without a specific intent, which reminds us of the Machokas in the next mission, a case when someone is maktish his possessions without specifying whether they're for the Mizbeach or for the Bedek Abayis, and among them were animals suitable for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yezer holds Stam Hektish or Bedek Abayis, that when someone is maktish without stating his intention, the consecration is assumed to be for temple upkeep. Therefore, the male should be sold for the needs of all offerings, and the female should be sold for the needs of Shlamim, and their proceeds should go together with the rest of possessions for the upkeep of the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yeshua says the males themselves should be offered as olos, and the female should be sold for the needs of Shlamim offerings, and with their proceeds, one should bring olos, and the rest of the possessions should fall to Bedek Abayis. The Tikkun Chatan explains Rabbi Yeshua holds that Stam Hekdash of an animal fit for the Mizbech is assumed to be for the Mizbech. Therefore, the animals are male, they should be brought as olos. He also holds that the person's intent was to offer them in their entirety as olos. Therefore, female animals, which cannot be brought as olos, are sold, and the proceeds are used to purchase olos. So the 12 brothers who were maktish in possessions, including their male and female animals, without a specific intent, were disheartened when they saw the animals sold to others as offerings, with the proceeds going to Bedek Abayis, which reminds them Rabbi Yochanan said that the basis for Rabbi Eliezer's ruling, that even animals consecrated without specification have their proceeds go for Bedek Abayis, comes from the Parsha of Redemptions. The pasuk says, V'ishki yaktish es beis kodesh l'shem. And if a man consecrates his house to be holy to Hashem, the Kohen shall evaluate it. Beso, his house, cannot be referring to a dwelling place because the dwelling place is written in the next pasuk. The Maktish Yigal is Beso, if the consecrator will redeem his house. Rather, we're dealing in the pasuk with the one who is Maktish his property, meaning his possessions. And the pasuk then states, Kodesh Hashem, holy to Hashem. Mikanshus, Dam Hekdeshus, Abedek Abayis. From here we derive that unspecified consecrations are for the upkeep of the temple. So the 12 brothers who were maknish in possessions, including their male and female animals, without a specific intent, were disheartened when they saw the animals sold to others as offerings with the proceeds going to Bedek Abayis, when they thought they were endowed with the Kedusha of Olos. Which reminds us, the source for Rabbi Yeshua, who rules that non-specific consecration of animals fit for an Izbech, endows them with the Kedusha of Olos, is from the Pasuk states, speaks to Aaron and his sons and to all B'nai Israel, and say to them, any man of the house of Israel who will bring his offering to Hashem as an Ola. This teaches, HaKol Karav Ola, all animals, which are a type that can be offered upon the Mizbech, are brought as olos, unless otherwise specified. The next pasuk states, to be favorable to you, it must be an unblemished male. Now one might think that this applies only to males. The pasuk therefore states, babakar, from the cattle, in order to include females. The Tikkun Chatan explains that both male and female animals are called cattle. So once again, the 12 brothers who were maknish their possessions, including their male and female animals, without a specific intent, were disheartened when they saw the animals sold to others as offerings, with the proceeds going to Bedek Abayis, when they thought they were endowed with the Kedusha of olos. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.